اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum as-salam, Brother Mahdi, and as-salamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, today in the first part of the program, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 89 to 90 of Suratul Anbiya, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Helbawi. Dear brothers and sisters, let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. And Zechariah, when he cried to his Lord, O my Lord, leave me not childless, though you are the best of the inheritors. So we answered his call, and we bestowed upon him John, and cured his wife to bear a child for him. Verily they used to hasten on to do good deeds, and they used to call on us with hope and fear, and used to humble themselves before us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا رب لا فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 89 to 90 of Suratul Anbiya, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Helbawi, the great Egyptian reciter. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Firstly, I'd like to say that this verse is very beautiful, these two verses. Just look how, in what way Prophet Zechariah is praying to Allah to give him a son. إِذْنَادَ رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا. He's saying, "Oh my Lord, don't leave me alone with no one after me." And وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And you are the best person who, وَارِثِينَ means someone who leaves inheritance for someone. You are the best of those who give inheritance to others, who cause people to become heirs. This is the translation of warithin. We probably don't have such a word in English. Heir means someone who receives inheritance. Inheritor has the same meaning. Inheritor means someone who, again, receives inheritance.
Now let's talk about tajweed, brother.
Well, Sheikh Helbawi, he's using the method of, he's reciting in the method of warsh an nafir. وَزَكَرِيَا اُئِذْنَادَى. We have Zakariya'u. There is a Hamzatul Qat after Zakariya in Warsh. You don't have such a thing in Hafs.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to talk about the differences between Warsh and Hafs for today's program.
Okay.
Na-de. He doesn't say na-da. Na-de. This is Ya'atu Zaida or Zawatul Ya, where the Ya itself is not pronounced like a consonant. It's actually a seat or a base for Aliful Mad.
Yeah, and there is a small alif above this. Yeah.
There is a small alif. These are all pronounced with taqalil, which means it's 75% aliful mad, 25% ya'ul mad. إِذْنَادَى. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. خَيْرُ الْ. We have tarqiq of ra here. Because according to Warsh, whenever Ra is preceded by a ya that's sakin, meaning maddullin.
Yes.
You have to pronounce the ra with tarqiq.
Never mind what the haraka of ra
the
is.
The ra, exactly. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى. Again, يَحْيَى. We have taqlil.
يَحْيَى becomes يَحْيَى.
يَحْيَى. وَأَصْلَحْنَا. We have taqlil of lam. There is a condition for taqlil of lam in Warsh. Whenever three letters are before lam, sad, wa, and ta, these three letters, which are letters of istirla, if they're before lam and the lam has a fatha or aliful mad, it has to be pronounced with taqlil of lam, wa, like as if the lam has tafkhim. And what if the lam does not have a fatha or alif al-mad? There's no ta'liyah. So the condition is first, there has to be sad, ta, or la before the lam, and the lam has to have fatha or alif al-mad. Like here, waslahna, lalam, lalam lil-abid. For example, we have lalamna, or talaqtum.
If you want to talk about how is the rule for Allah?
It's the same as Hafs. For Allah is the same.
Uh-huh.
We have Tawlil and Tarqiq, the same conditions.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
What I am going to share with you is few hadith I have selected from Al-Kafi by the late Sheikh Kulaini, Kitabu Fadl al-Qur'an. There is a section on the merits of the Qur'an, and that section has different chapters. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Fihi khabarukum. In this book, there is information about you. وَخَبَرُ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ Information, news about the people who were before you. وَخَبَرُ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ Information about the people who come after you. Future generations. وَخَبَرُ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Information about the sky and the earth. وَلَوْ أَتَاكُمْ مَنْ يُخْبِرُكُمْ عَنْ ذَلِكَ لَتَعَجَّبْتُمْ If someone comes and informs you through the Quran about all these things, you will be surprised. You say, is this mentioned in the Quran? But it is there, you don't understand. If someone understands the language of the Quran, if someone is acquainted with the Quran, he can tell you all these things about you, previous generations, future generations, whatever is in the sky and the earth. Everything is in the Quran. You know, like something which is encoded and then has to be decoded.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
من نام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نوبنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن